Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting seventh. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Archer. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jim Archer. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is hit by the pitch. Pearsall moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland takes first base on ball four. Pearsall moves to third. Francona moves to second. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona juggles the ball. That's an error on Francona. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball four. Causey moves to second. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Seaborn reaches second base with a double. Causey scores. Rivera moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball four. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rivera tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball four. Seaborn moves to third. Lump moves to second. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell bunts towards the mound. Archer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Archer. Romano scores. Held goes all the way around to score. Bell moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball towards center. Del Greco settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Del Greco. Bell moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Archer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archer takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco bunts towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Temple covering, for the out. Archer moves to second. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Jim Rivera. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing right field. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essigian strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a pop-up towards the mound. Archer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkland. The throw from Sullivan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkland scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Lump reaches third base with a triple. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bertoia hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lump tags and scores. One out. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hankins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Mickey McDermott pinch hits for Jim Archer. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Norm Baz now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stevens, who is chasing the ball. Pearsall reaches third base with a triple. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pearsall scores. One out. It's 4-3, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Kirkland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romano strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Held hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-0 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hankins hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Francona bunts towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. Temple moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. Pearsall scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-3 in the game. Essigian hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-2 in the game. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Causey applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Bertoia hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Phillips hits a pop-up towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Pearsall moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 4 in the game. Essigian hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco who is chasing the ball. Essigian reaches third base with a triple. Pearsall scores. Kirkland goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Essigian scores. It's 10-3, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Ed Rakow now pitching. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power now playing first base. Tito Francona now playing left field. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Kunkel now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hankins who is chasing the ball. Temple reaches third base with a triple. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 4-for-5 in the game, with three singles and a triple. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Temple scores. One out. It's 11-3, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco who is chasing the ball. Francona reaches third base with a triple. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Francona scores. It's 12-3, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-3 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Causey moves to second. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Seaborn reaches third base with a triple. Causey scores. It's 12-4, Indians. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Lump reaches second base with a double. Seaborn scores. It's 12-5, Indians. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Kansas City Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.